Good day, podcast audience. This is your podcaster and presidential candidate for National Postal Mailhandlers Union, Local 304, local president. This is Kenny Hodge, and I've got a campaign or election update that pertains to 2022 election of officers for National Postal Mailhandlers Union, Local 304. First, I received some literature from the judge of elections, and I got to tell you, the mail service is so horrible that mail coming out of Cincinnati, mailed on the 18th, got to me in Columbus on the 25th. Let me start off with that. Well, actually, they left notice at my house on the 24th, 5 days from Columbus to Cincinnati. Yeah, we're doing a really, really good job, U.S. Postal Service. But nonetheless, inside that letter I received on the 24th, 25th, they left me a notice, and I picked it up on the 25th, just keeping the records accurate. Well, inside there, there was information from the judge of elections. And what really brings this to mind is the first thing I noticed is, again, I received it on the 25th, but there's a cutoff date for requesting labels because I have to do a mailing to Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky of the 22nd. Already, there's going to be an issue with the mail this year. But nonetheless, I contacted the judge of elections, Lee Brenham, and explained to him what happened. And I guess I wasn't the only one. So I was allowed to fax in my request for mailing labels. But then it goes a little further. As I continue to read, it tells me the ballots are going to be prepared on November 1st and 2nd at 10 a.m. at the local headquarters in Cincinnati. I don't know. When we try to do things above reproach, I mean, there's certain things that probably need to take place, and ballots being prepared in local headquarters might be one that later on down the line somebody might want to take a look at, because it just begins to raise flags. That's all I'm saying. But nonetheless, when you go to the page that talks about the subject, ballot preparation, ballot mailing, and counting of ballots, third paragraph down reads as follows. The ballots will be picked up on December 6, 2016 at 10 a.m. The verification will start on December 17, 2022 at 11 a.m. We will begin counting ballots on December 17, 22 after verification. Bunch of red flags went up for me. Right away, I'm saying, wait a minute. You mean to tell me you want to pick up ballots and have them sit in the local president's office, the current local president's office, for 11 days before you verify them? But that was just my concern. And I'm happy to say I contacted the judge of elections, and he confirmed that the December 6th was a typo, 2016. In short, I want you to understand that I spoke with the judge of elections. Ballots will not be picked up on December 6th, so we eliminate all that possibility of just whatever. We eliminate that, and ballots will be picked up on the day of verification and counting as they have been in the past. And more or most importantly, it gives the mailer, that mail handler in Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky, 11 additional days, because we all know how how awesome the U.S. Postal Service is when it comes to delivering mail. So I think it's great that it was identified and rectified. So I guess everyone should be getting something in the mail. I'm pretty sure Mr. Brenham said he was going to send something out about the change in dates and correcting the dates. So understand, mail will be picked up from the post office the morning of validation and counting. And the observer can observe and go to the post office, pick them up. In fact, he commented that he's pretty sure that's what I was going to do. So quick update on the election, and that is in particular about the December 6th date for picking up mail from the post office that would have been housed in the local president's, in the current local president's office for 11 days. But we eliminated that. And again, Judge Valexin assured me that ballots are not going to be picked up early. They're not going to be put in the local president's office. They're going to be picked up on the 17th, which makes me put out one adjustment. I had my mailing prepared before this correction was made. So on some of the mailings that you're going to receive from me, you'll see return ballots by December 6th. It is make sure that they're in Cincinnati's post office by the 16th because they're going to be picked up on the 17th.
Hey, mail handlers, if you actually think about it, everything is set in motion for this to be an awesome election. All the other cabinet members or leadership positions, your vice president, have been secretary and the treasurer, they're running uncontested. That just leaves the situation that I've been presenting in front of you for the longest of times. That leaves you and I casting our ballots so that we remove the retired leader and we get an active leader in that's got a new and different vision. Everything else is set. I just need you to rally to the cause for Kenny Hodge and allow me to introduce Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky to a little different way of union leadership. One that is for the mail handler by the mail handler. Vote Kenny Hodge.